Thank you, Susie. That sounds like a good plan. Track 4, Farmer Drama. It's an everyday tale of country folk, and Norfolk actor Brian Hewlett has been part of the story for half a century.
One of the longest-serving soap actors in the world lives in a farmhouse in the Waveney Valley. Escaped pigs, planted drugs, a wife in prison, a son born with a cleft palate, two brothers claiming fatherhood of his daughter's baby. It's been an eventful 50 years. In Norfolk's peaceful Waveney Valley, Brian Hewlett looks back on half a century of drama, and it really has been dramatic, as he's been part of the world's longest-running drama, The Archers. Brian began playing Neil Carter in The Archers in February 1973 on a temporary basis. This month he celebrates 50 years in the role, making him the fifth longest-serving actor in the entire world. Two of those ahead of him are in The Archers too, playing Jill Archer and Jennifer Aldridge, joined by Ken Barlow and Rita Tanner of Coronation Street. That's William Roach and Barbara Knox. "Nobody knew how long he might last when I first recorded his words," said Brian. "Our director 50 years ago thanked me for my contribution and said we might write him in for a few more episodes. Well, that's nice, I thought, a bit more work." 50 years on, the young lad who arrived in the fictional village of Ambridge as a farm labourer is now manager of a big pig unit and a grandfather, parish councillor, bell ringer, church warden, and wise village worthy. If I'd known, I might have been a bit reluctant about taking a job that was going to take such a lot of my life. But as it turned out, I was able to do a lot of theatre work as well as radio work, so it was nice to be able to be an actor in other spheres, said Brian. Neil was just 16 when he arrived in Ambridge. Brian was already in his early 30s, but with a young-sounding voice. Brian, who lives in an old farmhouse near Harleston, plays Neil with the gentle Oxfordshire accent he heard all around him growing up in the county. My own delivery of our wonderful language is usually given in what's now called received pronunciation, but I had an upbringing where I spoke like my mother and father and everybody living around me in South Oxfordshire. And if you listen very carefully to Neil, you'll hear much of my native tongue, he said. Although he's been in the programme for 50 years, he is a character that's ever evolving. When I first gave voice to Neil's lines, I doubt whether any of our writers knew how he was going to develop. He certainly had no background, and to this day I'm still waiting to hear anything about his life before being a 16-year-old. When clueless Neil arrived in Ambridge, he managed to plough up a field of wheat thinking it was grass, left a gate open so the animals escaped, and was quite the ladies' man with several girlfriends until young Susan Horobin won a pig and asked him how to look after it. The rest is Archer's history, with Neil and Susan now proud grandparents. The character has evolved, as the writers and editors have seen fit, from a youth with very little experience, though some unfulfilled romances, then a sudden marriage through joys and tribulations of family life, periods of insecurity and the security of love, the recognition of dependability, and a deep-seated passion for his family's happiness, said Brian. All of this I've enjoyed performing, as I've enjoyed performing all well-written characters in other forms of my business. He particularly enjoyed working on stories which allowed Neil to express his inner emotions, including when Neil's daughter was in a terrible road crash and the trial and imprisonment of Susan for harbouring her criminal brother. Even after 50 years in Ambridge, Neil is subject to the whims of the scriptwriters, and Brian never knows whether he might soon be leading a major storyline, become sidelined and silent in the posh modern house he built in Ambridge for weeks, or even written out altogether. If Neil is not needed in Borsetshire for a while, Brian keeps up with village events via the radio and said, It's great to hear your friends and co-workers performing magic. I know and understand what they're doing, but sometimes tears will flow because their artistry has created reality. Although he's played Neil for 50 years, Brian's first brief Archer's appearance was actually 53 years ago as a character called Johnny Marlin. Then Neil arrived in February 1973. Brian won't be doing anything special to celebrate the anniversary, but is delighted to have been an Ambridge stalwart for so long. But after living with Neil for so long, how similar are the two men? "I like to think I'm different to Neil," said Brian. "I leave Neil behind in the recording studio, where his life is put on hold until his voice is broadcast and his own personality enters into the mind of each listener. If you want to find out what Neil's character is, ask a long-term listener." Brian grew up near London with a compulsive desire to become a professional actor and lived in the capital in the early years of his career, which has included roles on stage, in plays and musicals, and then on radio and television. He originally met his partner, Malcolm, at drama school. They were friends for years and, after following their individual stage careers, moved into a London flat share together. Having been brought up close to the rural life in the Thames Valley, I knew that at some time I would want to live in the country again, said Brian. In 1983, they found an old farmhouse overlooking the Waveney Valley and work at the Wolsey Theatre in Ipswich. At last, Brian, like Neil, was living in the countryside, where villagers have even suggested that Archer's storylines have been inspired by events in Norfolk. "I get unfair blame from the residents of my village that whatever happens here somehow turns up in Ambridge," said Brian. "We started a cider club here before Eddie Grundy's cider club was mentioned. Everyone in the village thought I'd arrange that." Unlike Neil, Brian's animal husbandry is limited to pet cats, two of them feral cats which simply turned up several years ago. "The male feral one will still not let me touch him. He avoids all human contact, but he recognises that he gets food from me, so I'm tolerated," said Brian. Brian also began rewilding long before it became a plot theme on The Archers. His farmhouse originally came with a small orchard. It was devastated by the 1987 storms, but Brian said, "Rewilding over the years has provided me with a wildlife home." Conservation and wildlife have featured very strongly in the life I shared with my civil partner, Malcolm, so my life in Norfolk has contributed to much happiness. Malcolm died 3 years ago after a long illness. We both had plenty of time to know that the future held a moment in which a parting would take place, said Brian, but the dreadful moment of complete loss when it happened could only be and was experienced by me. Then a wonderful thing happened. The love of all our friends was given to me by their support and understanding. I can't praise friendship too highly. I am a very lucky person to have gained so many friends in my life.